I was inspired to do this sermon based on the hymn, Today We Are All Called to Be Disciples. Oh, louder. What? Closer here? Is that better? I'm not blasting you out of the church. All right. Shall I begin again? All right, here we go. I was inspired to do this sermon by the hymn, Today We Are All Called to Be Disciples. I am naming my sermon, Living a Calling. See, people are leaving already. What does it mean to be called? It's defined as having a strong sense of purpose or being compelled to do something. But biblically, a calling means to be drawn or appointed by God for a specific purpose or way of life. Sometimes we go about our lives without ever contemplating our own calling. We're consumed by our daily tasks and sometimes overwhelmed by life's demands. But those quiet, brief moments, we need to prioritize the self-examination and how our spiritual beliefs are demonstrated each day. Have we answered God's call? Are we living in service of our God in our daily practices and following His living word? God is always walking with us and acting through us. The Apostle Paul wrote letters to the Corinthians and Ephesians addressing the issues and conflicts within their church. The passages highlight the importance of living in a calling that God has given each individual. Peter, a more general meaning of Peter's passages, is that it encourages believers to live a life worthy of their calling. It's very important to remember that fear can lead to weakness, cloud our judgment, and often compromise our values. Truth and integrity underscore the importance of standing firm in our beliefs and speaking out when confronted with grave injustice or unkindness. Sometimes it takes courage, often it takes courage and commitment to stand up for our beliefs and truth, even in the face of fear and opposition. God has given us this planet, a Garden of Eden. We must do our job of stewardship. One doesn't have to have grandiose plans. Simple acts of caring can ripple outward. When God gave us the earth with all its beauty and splendor, there were certain expectations that we would take care of it. In earlier times, nature was seen as a landscape to be subdued, where human needs for resources superseded nature's needs. Today, modern environmental ethics and philosophy emphasize stewardship, as is God's plan. We should be working in tandem with the earth rather than having dominion or exploitation over it. In Genesis, it establishes a foundational understanding of human purpose, responsibility, and divine blessing bestowed on us as stewards of the earth. Today, I believe God would be considered an environmentalist because of his concern and message aimed at protecting all aspects of the earth, climate control, water quality and availability, ocean acidification, soil health and erosion, diversification of species, ecosystems, and overpopulation. The Earth's environmental aspects are complex, with an interconnected web of natural systems and processes. God created it all, and appointed us as his stewards, and we have sadly exploited these gifts. Our task is huge, and altering our course and saving our planet while we still can will not be easy. Opportunities are everywhere. You can talk with your children and your grandchildren. Ask them how you and they can help. Recycling, composting, turning off lights when not needing, volunteering at a center, sending money to environmental causes, donating time and spreading the word. God also requires that we show justice and compassion for each other. Proverbs calls for compassion and action. It compels us to actively rescue those who are unjustly sentenced to death and urges us to help those who are stumbling towards their demise. The verse cautions against pretending to be unaware, emphasizes that God knows all hearts and recognizes those according to their actions. Now, Amos was a shepherd and a farmer from the Judean village of Tekoa, about 5 miles south of Bethlehem. He had a vision and became a prophet. Amos states, "Let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream." This is a powerful call to action and emphasizes practicing justice and righteousness, not just formal rituals or outward displays of devotion. Dr. Martin Luther King quoted this passage in his "I Have a Dream" speech during the Civil Rights Movement, exemplifying putting words into action. The main message of the book of Amos is a call to justice and righteousness, both within Israel and among the nations. Today, this call could be applied to our nation. Amos's prophecy highlights God's demand for fair treatment of the poor, weak, the oppressed, emphasizing the genuine worship of God should include God's acts of justice and compassion. The book also warns of God's recognition of injustice, materialism, and hypocrisy. So are we our brother's keepers? Amos professes that God says we are, and that turning a blind eye to injustice, intolerance, prejudice, cruelty, violence, and standing silent and ignoring that which causes pain is unacceptable. We also must protect those more vulnerable. Let us pray and hope, but also take action. Let our prayers give us the courage and energy to act. Let us learn a lesson from the acts of Peter when he denied knowing Jesus after his resurrection. Let us stand strong and together to brave challenges and take support from one another. Let us put our plowshares to work and set a plan. Alone, we are sometimes weak and afraid, but together, we have a powerful effect on those trying to oppress. The power and strength of our church is not in the physical structure, but in the loving support, fundamental beliefs and values, convictions and voices of its members. Together, we can move mountains. So I say to you, think about what your calling is. You may have more than one. Accept God and the Holy Spirit's guidance. Spend some quiet time thinking about how you can implement your calling into action. Remember our stewardship role of protecting and restoring the earth. And remember Amos's call to arms, his call to arms, his call for commitment, compassion, justice, and action. Speak your truth, be not afraid, and stay steadfast in your calling. Praise God and Jesus, and pray that they give us all strength, courage, and stamina in the years and coming days. Fight the good fight every day and know that God is with you. And as the 18th century Irish statesman and philosopher said, Edmund Burke, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men and women to do nothing. Thank you.